So what was it about Jacksonville other than the money that enticed you?
When you look at this organization, this is an up-and-coming organization, and it got a lot of moving parts that's going in the right direction. And in this league, when you start getting to, you know, certain amounts of money, you begin to look at this life-changing money regardless. But I guess it comes into play that you want to start winning. And, you know, it's nothing against Cleveland, man. I have nothing but love and respect for that organization and love for the city. But, you know, I feel like this organization is going in the right direction. And, you know, it's a lot of moving parts, like I said, with some good players in the right positions. And I think that just been missing a couple of key positions that can get this ship rolling. And I think that the thing's going to be addressed. Someone was addressed in free agency and the draft and things like that. So I'm excited to be a Jaguar, man. It still feels surreal right now.
Tashaun, how did the Jaguars sort of pitch that they were the spot for you other than the money, but did they get into how they want to use you in their defense?
Yeah, one thing about me is I pride myself on seeing the ball and getting the ball, man. And that's one of the things that I want to make – wanted them to be able to say, hey, man, if you want to utilize me for my abilities to be able to cause turnovers and be of that resource, then, you know, that's where I want to go. And one thing that they told me is they're going to let me be me. They're not going to ask me to do too much. That's out of my game. They're just going to let me play football and let me go back to playing football the way that I know I can play at a high level. You know, and albeit, you know, God willing, injury-free, I feel like this is going to be a huge year. You know, and a guy like me, the way I pride my game on, when you got guys like Fowler coming back, Malik Jackson and Audric and guys like that on that line, and you know, whatever guys they add throughout the draft and the free agency process, I mean, I'm just sitting back there licking my chops, man. I might have another 6 or 7 picks this year.
You mentioned injuries. Can you tell us what kind of you went through last year and how much that limited you?
Yeah, you. One of the things where I had a high ankle sprain, and I never dealt with something like that before. And, you know, I've had an MCL tear, practically completely torn. And I would say that ankle injury, that's one of the things where you don't even completely get your full explosiveness back for about 8 weeks, man. And for me to make an excuse to you guys, man, I'd be lying and saying, like, hey, you know, because it's things that I still feel like as a player that I hold myself accountable. But, you know, it held me back from being a player that I know I wanted to be. You know, it held me back from doing the things that I was accustomed to doing in 2013 and 14. So that did limit me a little bit, but I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. I'm a better player for it today. Because I've learned from my mistakes, and you know, like I said, man, I'm excited. You know, injuries are part of this game, and it's the type of player you are is how you battle through adversity, man. And I'm just excited to have this opportunity to be here with an organization that really value me and my talents.
Has it affected how you have trained in the off season, or are you 100%? Is it fully behind you at this point?
Yeah, it's 100% fully behind me. You look at something like that. It happened so early in the season last year, but the point when it happened, it was just something that kind of lingered throughout the season. You know, it happened like game 5 of the season, you know, so that kind of took away, you know, the 4 games I missed. And then, you know, the couple ones that I came back just trying to get my feet wet. But right now I'm 100% good to go. I was cleared, officially, and I'm just excited, man. I'm excited to get the ball rolling, man, have a healthy full offseason. You know, last year I didn't get that luxury. I was still battling from my MCL injury and my hamstring that was complications from it. So I got a healthy offseason, man, and I'm excited, man, to get back on the roll like I was.
You've gotten a bunch of yardage on your interceptions. What do you credit that to? Is that anticipation, being able to – yeah, I mean, how do you explain getting that much – 300-something yards of interception returns off of
Probably because I could have been an NFL running back, maybe. I don't know. I think that, man, I always thought I was an offensive player, man, so I guess that's my time to kind of pitch my play to get a couple carries, man, maybe. But, you know, it's just having instincts. I think that's one of the things, man, growing up playing offense predominantly till I got to college. You know, I never played defense, really, up until I got to college. So it was one of the things where, you know, once the ball is in your hands, you always want to score. You don't get many opportunities, man, and I've been blessed each of the past couple of seasons to be able to get my hands on a lot of balls. But just once you get the ball, man, you never know when you're going to get another opportunity, so you got to make the most of it. And that's my motto every time I get an interception or a fumble recovery. It's just, man, I try to get to the end zone, man. And it's no better feeling than if you ever see a defensive player in the end zone, man. You know, we don't know what to do because we're not used to it, but hopefully, you know, that trend changed, man. But, no, it's just something that you just try to pride yourself on. Somebody like me, myself, for sure.
Tashaun, Mike from First Coast News. you brought up that Malik signed and you guys signed. You were one of the last to sign. How encouraging was it to see them invest a lot in those two players coming in here?
I mean, that's huge. I think that this was one of the organizations, man, that I kept eye on. We've been in contact with since, you know, the greater part of since the Senior Bowl, man. And seeing those signs, I think we all, when we seen the first sign, everybody kind of like, dang, that's a lot of money, man. And but in all realistic, being serious here, man, he's I seen how disruptive and how dominant he is, man. And the only thing I could have thought about is like, man, if I could pair with a guy like that, I mean, that'd be huge for me, you know. And that's one of the biggest things as a DB, to have guys like that, as disruptive as a guy like Malik Jackson. Man, you know, if he can play 16 games like he did in the playoffs, I mean, a guy like me couldn't be more pleased, man. And if I can't turn that into another Pro Bowl season, then maybe I ain't deserving. So I'm just excited to be here, man, this organization. And I think that we're on the right track. And I'm just more than blessed, man, that they gave me the opportunity and they invested in a player like me. So I'm just excited to be here.
You were an undrafted free agent, and it wasn't that long ago, right?
All right.
Do you sit back and just reflect on that in 4 years and how quickly things have just improved and changed for you?
Yeah, man. Sometimes, man, it's still surreal to me. And, you know, I was talking to the coaches about that earlier, man, just coming from where I came from. I remember Cleveland Browns, the only team that even gave me a free agent contract. I had a couple of tryouts, and they gave me like a $700 signing bonus, right? And I still got that check, man. It's just a gratitude, and it's something that won't never let me forget where I came from, I guess, because you sit back and you look and see, like, man, a guy like me wasn't supposed to make it here. I came out of Wyoming. The odds was against me. You know, they said I wasn't good enough to make it. All I did is go out there and try to prove them wrong. So I think that when I look back, man, and I'm still not the player that I want to be, and I still have a lot of things that I want to accomplish. But, you know, it's real humbling to be where I'm at, to be sitting here 25 years old in my second contract, man, and having life-changing money on top of that, playing for a great organization, man. And I can't thank God enough for this opportunity for me, for my family, and to further my career and take it to new heights. So it's just exciting time right now, man. I still feel surreal sitting here talking to you guys, man, and be playing in the Jacksonville Jaguars uniform. I got the check stumped. You know, better believe I cashed. I needed the money back then, man. So I cashed that check for sure. No, I still got it, like, you know, just like a, you know, a mental note. But I best believe I cashed it, though, for sure.
Sean, Gene Vernon from the Times Union. Could you talk, every free agent that has come in here talks about how the Jaguars are moving in the right direction.
Right, right.
It's kind of the same optimistic outlook that everybody has in here. What was your perception of this franchise, let's say 2 or 3 years? Did you even have any thoughts about Jacksonville? Because clearly they weren't winning games,
right,
and haven't been for the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, I played Jacksonville every year since I've been in the league, except for last year. And you know, I wouldn't say that I gave it too much thought. I know 1 year last year, the Jacksonville, I think 2014, hadn't won a game, and we didn't want to be the team that they won a game against, and we was the team that they won a game against. And, you know, it's just those type of things that you look and see, like, when a guy like me say I've seen a growth. You know, I remember a team that was on 8 that when we watched film, that we was just like, hey, this should propel us to be 6-3 or 7-3. You know, and that's me playing for the Cleveland Browns. And to look to see where they come from, to see a quarterback, and I think that's one of the main things. When you look at a franchise, it all starts with the quarterback. And we all know that. It's no secret about that. And I think that we got a good one here, a good young one that's developing. You know, you got two receivers, I think 2,000-yard receivers on top of Pro Bowl tight end. You know, we just signed Chris Ivory, who I've played against for the past 2 years. Man, I think he's one of the hardest running backs to tackle in the NFL. So you combine that with some of the moving parts on defense, and I mean, it's hard to see why this organization not going to go in the right direction. You know, you got the quarterback that you want to be the face of your franchise. You got receivers that can put up points, a running game now, and you got the defense. You know, you got your big hogs in the middle. You got a good linebacker play, and, you know, I feel like what I can bring to this secondary, given within this defense and the scheme of this defense, man, is going to be huge. So I guess my answer is, man, there's no way that we can't be going in the right direction.
Deshaun, Mark Long with AP right here. You talk about life-changing money. Can you just give us an idea of what this means and does for you and your family?
I mean, it's huge. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and give y'all the whole, you know, sob story, man. But I grew up in a lower middle class family. So, I mean, stuff wasn't too tough for me. But, I mean, at the same time, I wasn't able to go buy a new pair of shoes every time I wanted. So, I wasn't that fortunate enough. And, you know, just having a scratch and claw off everything I had, man, and just being humble about this process. It's you know, you sit and, you know, God willing, you know, you play out this contract, man, that's $35 million with, you know, extra, depending on play. Like, it's just a blessing. And all in all, like, I mean, that's a lot of money for anybody, let alone somebody like me. And I'm truly grateful and I'm truly blessed to be able to achieve this, man. And like I said, man, they believed in me. If they didn't, they wouldn't have paid me like that. So, you know, my biggest thing right now is to making sure that I fit the bill and that it's not a collect a check kind of deal. I'm going to work for every penny that I got. I've been doing it since I got in the league, and it won't change now.
And secondly, why do you think there's been a little bit of a mass exodus from Cleveland? Any theories on that?
The pause tell you everything, man. No, I think, man, I won't sit here and say that. I couldn't tell you, man. I'd be the last guy to sit here and bash the city of Cleveland, man. It's honestly just as confusing to me as it is to the fans of the city of Cleveland, to everybody that's on the outside looking in. You know, how do you lose two Pro Bowlers and an up-and-coming right tackle and you know, one of the best returners as well as an up-and-coming receiver in one free agency class? I don't know. So, you know, but for me, it's not my job to know. I know that when opportunity came, you know, Cleveland, you know, they made their choice. And, you know, we had to move on from it. Like, I'd be lying if I sit here and said that after 2014 season that I envisioned myself playing in another uniform other than Cleveland. So, but God have a funny way of showing things, man. And I feel like I'm meant to be where I need to be. So, you know, to answer that question, it's hard for me to say. You know, I hope just because I have love for the city and love for the organization, the only team that gave me a shot, I want them to do good. But, you know, right now, man, my concern isn't as of, you know, 2-3 hours ago, man, or really by a day ago, my concerns wasn't too much concern about Cleveland and their moves. It's more so about Jacksonville and what I can do as a player personally. And physically and mentally to do to better this organization and get us to where we need to go.